Lily Allen's smile. It's Glyde's Morning Glory with Sophie. 7:35. It is Wednesday morning, and Miles Kane, former Last Shadow Puppet and former member of the Rascals, has gone solo. He's playing Oxford in a few days' time, and I got the chance to catch up with him last week. Interview didn't start great, in my opinion, because I was late. I was late for the interview. I had to run down the stairs. I was all out of breath, but turns out he wasn't too bothered.
It's all right. What were you doing, Sophie?
What was I doing? I was giving the
discussion of what you were doing.
I was giving the work experience for your job.
Giving him, what was he, a boy? Wow. What does he want?
No, not that kind of job. Not that kind of job. I was trying. You know, it's well, I don't know. You probably don't have work experience, boys, in studios, but it's a constant struggle to make
no,
up something
I'd like to
do.
No, but I'd like to for you though.
Pack it in. Yeah. Pack it in. How are you anyway?
I'm great now. Yeah, you've just woke me up.
Oh, this is what I like. But it's quite late on in the afternoon. I thought, you know, rock stars only rolled out of bed around this time, and then
no, I've been up. Got up at 7:30 this morning.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, I've been getting up early and going for a run in the morning to start my promo. Yeah, I'm on.
Stop this. Runs? Yeah. Getting up out of bed before midday? Who are you and what have you done with the real Miles Kane?
It's good for the mind, you know.
Blimey. I never thought I'd be having this conversation with you, I have to say. I thought it'd be late nights, partying, you know, girls.
Yeah, pick and choose when to indulge, you know.
When your mum's paying attention. You're the Miles who gets out of bed at 7 and runs. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I haven't been home for about a month. I've just been on a promo trip, so I'm just sort of... if you drink all the time and stuff like that, you know, you lose your voice and that. And, you know, I want to be on it every gig.
Yeah.
And I want to sing, like, the best I can. So you've got to look after yourself, you know?
Do you know what? You could do with having a word with Pete Doherty, because he's in Oxford next week. And last time he was here, I don't think he even made it on stage.
Well, exactly. You know what I mean? That's why... I think my tunes are better than that, and I wouldn't want to let people down if they were coming to a gig, you know what I mean? Every gig's the same for me, and I give it 110%, and I love getting on that stage and playing my guitar and singing and getting sweaty, you know, that's my drug, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Cool, I like it. So, I mean, I was trying to describe your solo stuff to someone the other day, because people know you with Last Shadow Puppets and with the Rascals, and now you are yourself, as you've been the whole way through, but now you are officially, you know, Miles Kane, the industry. Do you feel like you've changed, or is it just a kind of a different side to you?
Yeah, I feel a different lad, really, to what I did before making this record. I don't know if it's an age thing, you know what I mean? I'm 25 now, and, you know, you get mature, but I feel it's just been a journey for me, and I feel you know, making this album, you learn a lot about yourself, and you learn, you know, you work with some great people, and you really pushed yourself like I've never pushed myself before. And you know, I wanted an album that didn't have a weak link on it, and I took my time and, you know, got things perfect for it, and I wanted great singles on there. You know, I wanted to do well, I wanted to sell, I wanted to be in the charts, and I worked hard to get the songs, you know, classic and great big choruses, and you know, during that time of not doing a gig for a year and a half or doing an interview, it killed me, you know, because... playing live is the biggest buzz, like I said, I can get. And if I don't do a gig for a week even, I miss it. It makes you feel, excited. And I just want to get out there and rock it, you know.
Well, he will be rocking it at the O2 Academy in Oxford on Friday night, Miles Kane. And this is the new single from his album, which is number 6 in the midweeks this week. It is Miles Kane and Rearrange at Glyde. More from him after this.